unprecedented luxury. Clean drinking water. The best medical care that money can buy. And medical care in the last age delivers what looks like, you know, if we didn't take him to that hospital, he would have been dead. Oh, yes. If he didn't have that open heart surgery, he would have been dead. So life and death is no longer in your hands. Life and death is now in the hands of the medical profession, the hospital, the doctor. He's traveling first class with permanent first class tickets. And the rest of mankind are down there in the hold, suffering in squalor, a miserable existence, drinking polluted water, eating food laced with chemicals, eating food from genetically re-engineered seeds, drinking milk laced with hormones, eating meat laced with hormones. Talk about foot and mouth disease in England, huh? That's what they have to live with down there in the hold. It is, in fact, a new sophisticated slavery. And we are there now in the world. And so this woman is down there in the hold. And she is, for all intents and purposes, a slave woman. That is the woman the Prophet ﷺ is talking about. My mother, my sister, my daughter is down there in the hold. He said that the age of Dajjal will be the age of riba. And so this is Dajjal of what? Dajjal has already liberated the Holy Land from Muslim rule. It happened in 1990. Dajjal has already delivered, number two, the Jews are back in the Holy Land. Dajjal has already delivered, number three, the state of Israel has been restored. All that Dajjal has to deliver now is number four, that the state of Israel has to become the ruling state in the world, like the time of Solomon, Suleiman and Islam. In order to achieve that status of ruling state in the world, it has to have control over the economy around the world. It has to have control over money around the world. And this is what riba is delivering. But I don't have the time to deliver a lecture to you tonight on international monetary economics and what is going to happen to the US dollar tomorrow. And what is going to happen to the whole world of paper money tomorrow? We don't have the time to do that tonight. All I can tell you, they're going to be using it for wallpaper. It's coming. When that crash comes, and the international monetary system crashes, it will fulfill the prophecy of Muhammad alayhi salam, who said that that day will come. It will come. But nothing will be as value or value as money except a dinar and a dirham. And he wasn't talking about a dinar made of paper, eh? And he wasn't talking about a dirham made of paper, he was talking about a real money. Real money. He said that day will come. My opinion, not more than 5 to 10 years from now. And so that woman is down there in the hold of the ship. But something strange is happening to some of the women up here in first class. A strange new philosophy of feminism is taking control of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches this in Surah Al-Layl. He says, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى. He takes an oath by the night, and by that which the night covers so mysteriously, shrouds so mysteriously, so beautifully. And he takes an oath by the day, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى. He takes an oath by the day and its bright light, nothing covering here. And then he says, وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. Meaning, that in the same way that Allah created the day and the night, so too did Allah create the male and the female. There's a collection going on now for the two organizations which organized that program of lectures. They have spent a lot of money to advertise this function, for example. So do please give so that these organizations may be supported. The Vision 21 and Salim Chishti Educational Trust. In the same way that Allah created the male and the female, so too did Allah create the night and the day. The day has its functions to perform, and the night has its functions to perform. When the night is night, and the day is day, what happens? When the night is night, and the day is day, then the night and the day are attracted to each other. Intense attraction. When the day is approaching the night, you can see the intense attraction in the painted sunset in the sky. And then after the day has spent the night with the night, and it is time to say goodbye to her. Notice, the night doesn't want the day to leave. And so only one ray of light comes out at a time. The night is holding on to the day. This is the intense attraction of the male and the female. When the night is night and the day is day. This is Surah Al-Layl. When the day performs the function of the day and the night performs the function of the night. And in case you didn't get that subject understood, Allah now speaks in the next ayah and He says, إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. You are functionally different. If you play around with this functional difference, you're going to have a tragedy. A gigantic tragedy on your hands. The age of Dajjal is the age when the last people to come out of Dajjal will be women. And a man would have to return to his home and tie down his wife and sister and daughter to protect and preserve them from the Dajjal. We said this is the feminist revolution. What is the heart and substance of the feminist revolution? Here it is. That a woman should not be barred from embracing the functional role of men. That women should have the freedom to embrace the functional role of men. That is at the heart of the feminist revolution. Anything a man can do, a woman should also have the freedom to do it. And so women in the army, and women in the navy, and women in the air force, and women on the street gangs building roads, and women as police officers, and women doing everything that men were functionally equipped to do. All right. What happens when the night wants to become day? Let's see. What happens when the night wants to become day? Singapore, you better listen. First of all, of course, women go out to work. And they're now employed full-time outside the house. Not always is the office environment conducive to marital fidelity. When you go out to work, you've got to dress. You've got to dress. And you are admired. There are some men who have eyes, and they see, and when they're attracted, they fear Allah. There are other men who have eyes, and when they see, and they're attracted, they become sharks. And so she gets bitten out there in the office. And the divorce takes place. The age of the feminist revolution is the age of also a spectacular increase in the number of divorces. Yes, his heart is broken when a divorce takes place. Yes, her heart sometimes is also broken when a divorce takes place. But the ones who suffer the most are the children. Broken hearts and broken homes. There are millions of American children today who are like that. And the numbers are constantly increasing. What happens to these children? They grow up and embrace violence as an external expression of an internal rage inside of them. And so guns in the schools. At age 8 and 10, guns in the schools. And it's increasing. They embrace drugs as a means of escape from a reality which is too painful for them. And so drugs in the school, we're not talking about drugs for adults, we're talking about drugs being consumed by children. And then as the child reaches the age of puberty and becomes biologically different now, they seek love. But they didn't get it home in the arms of another child. And so she's just age 14. She's already had 2 abortions. And they call that progress. They call that progress. But that's not really the subject of our lecture. Did you find a slave woman giving birth to her mistress? We're concerned with another part of this process. As the night attempts to become day, woman assumes the functional role of men. To assume the functional role of men, she even has to dress as a man. Have you ever seen her going to work? In trousers and jacket and a tie? Maybe it hasn't come to Singapore yet. She even has to talk as a man. I don't want to mention any names in the former President Clinton's cabinet. She even has to talk as a man. She has to behave as a man in the office. And in the process, she destroys her own femininity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes femininity in the Quran. Musa alayhi salam is over there at the well. You remember when he fled from Egypt? And the two birds were there with their sheep and goats and so on, and he watered them. So they were able to go home early. And then the father sent back one of the girls. Go to him and invite him to come for a meal. And this girl, who is a knight, who is really the knight, Allah describes her coming to meet Musa alayhi salam. Allah describes her bashfulness. Allah describes how shy she feels. Allah describes how she is trailing her clothing behind her. She is at her wit's end because she has to approach a man. You think Uncle Sam's daughter is like that? The feminist revolution destroys the femininity of a woman. Bashfulness is gone. Shyness is gone. Modesty disappearing. And so she loses her femininity. What happens when women begin to lose their femininity? Then of course the men will start marrying Indonesian women. But apart from that answer, what happens when women begin to lose their femininity? The answer is that they will no longer be attracted to the night. And when the day is no longer attracted to the night, then the day will mate with the day. And so homosexuality and lesbianism are the necessary product of the feminist revolution that has already come to many parts of the world and is constantly increasing. But that is not our subject. A slave woman gives birth to her mistress. This woman is down there in the hold of the ship. And this one up here is first class. And this one has embraced the feminist revolution. As the night tries to become day, the night will no longer be truly night. And so not only does woman lose her femininity, she loses something else. Come on, tell me. At least Singapore should be able to answer that. She loses her fertility. Have I struck a chord now, Singapore? She loses her fertility. As the night tries to become day, women lose their fertility. So they can't have babies. Because they now lack fertility. Wherever the feminist revolution has taken root, there have been declining fertility rates. Now do you know what's going on in Singapore? Declining fertility rates. And so women have to go to clinics and spend huge sums of money to try to become pregnant. Because the womb is no longer fertile. But there's a second reason for declining fertility rates. It is not just the feminist revolution and the struggle for women's liberation. It is also the environmental pollution. The environmental pollution impacts upon men. I still have some here on my head, but my wife is telling me it's getting thin up here now. What do you think is causing this? Why are men balding? Why are men losing their hair? environmental pollution has an impact. It takes its toll. The body, the biological body of a woman is far more fragile than that of a man. And so the impact upon her is greater. But he also suffers. Because the Prophet said one of the signs of the last day is that one man would have to maintain how many women? Huh? Huh? 50. One man would have to maintain 50 women. He didn't say one man would have to marry 50, eh? One man would have to maintain 50. Doesn't this strike a bell? That there's some mysterious change taking place in the sperm? Maybe the genetically re-engineered food that we eat. And so the number of children who are born who will be male will begin to decline and decline and decline. As genetically re-engineered food and as environmental pollution increases, until eventually one man would have to maintain 50 women. This environmental pollution in the age of Dajjal, Dukhan, which causes climatic change as well, also impacts on female fertility. And so she's traveling first class, she can't have any babies. And the slave woman is down at the hold of the ship. But because she has been too poor to embrace the feminist revolution, her womb is still fertile. And so her womb will now become a factory. Her womb will now become a factory. She's impregnated. And the baby is a first-class baby. First-class baby. But the slave woman has to carry the baby to term. At least for these 9 months, she's going to live like a queen. It's a good food to eat and clean water to drink and so on. But what happens when the baby is born? It is Muhammad ﷺ speaking 1400 years ago. In answer to the angel, when the baby is born, the baby is going first class, and the mother remains as a slave in the bottom of the ship. And so a slave woman is given birth to her mistress. There's Dajjal in all of this. There's Dajjal in the river. There's Dajjal in the feminist revolution. There's Dajjal at work in the environmental pollution. What these five questions are telling us is, you must embrace Islam. And after you've embraced Islam, you must live it. Live it. Live it with sincerity. Live it full time, not part time. And the heart must turn to Allah. And when you live Islam full time, then one day Allah will put nur into your heart, light. They don't sell that light in the stock market. The heart will now be able to see. And it is with that internal sight, spiritual insight, plus external observation, observing the international monetary system, that spirituality will now deliver to you the understanding of the world in which you live today, the last age. And so spirituality is not for taking a trip up the arsh and coming back down. That's not the purpose of spirituality. Spirituality is not for performing karamat, supernatural acts. Raise your finger, it has life in it. That's not the purpose of spirituality. The purpose of spirituality is to deliver an internal capacity to see, so that you'll be able to read the signs of Allah, most of all in the last days. Before we end, there are some books of mine, which unfortunately we don't have with us tonight, they're all sold out. But there's Islam and Buddhism in the Modern World, which I announced to you was going to be published when I was here last time. It's now published. Islam and Buddhism in the Modern World is outside. The Quranic Method of Curing Alcoholism and Drug Addiction is also outside. And an interesting conversation between George Bernard Shaw and Maulana Abdul Alim Siddiqui, rahimahullah. I edited the text and I also wrote a commentary. You can read it in probably an hour or two. And this book is also outside. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مُولَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ آمِينَ